is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Mike.
Hi.
And Nicole.
Hello.
Filling in for Art, a.k.a. Faux Art.
Yes.
A.k.a.
Farts.
And we're doing a freestyle show here. We're live. We got the chat room going with our three, four... faithful regulars, Sarah, Cheese, Gojira, and Aztec. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yay!
So we're just going to kind of freestyle it, and our first topic is Mike and Nicole already getting a divorce.
After all right! Woo!
Barely yep. 1 year of marriage. What's going on, guys? I just
Mike
to put the dog away, and now you're getting
a terrible
divorced.
Human.
Yeah. Why is that, Nicole?
Aside why is he not?
The, you assortment of reasons we already
know. Actually, probably everyone in the chat room can probably give me one really good reason to divorce him.
She can't sire me an heir.
Go, chat room. Go.
I hate you so much.
That face is fucking fantastic. Oh, man. It's a face you only want to headbutt.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, great way to start the show. And let's move right along to things you can make out of clay. Mike, go. A pterodactyl.
A hat, a brooch, pterodactyl.
Those are things
Patrick
you can make
Swayze's
out of
love.
Ooh, nice.
What?
Patrick Swayze's love.
No, that's forever.
Yeah, but you can make it out of clay.
How about
a dreidel?
Number one answer on the board. Bing, 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 bing. I was just about to say. And it's actually not dreidel. It's a dreidel.
Oh, well. You're right.
Number two. Answer on the board is bing, ashtray.
I would said ashtray.
Ashtray. So do you want to play or do you want to pass?
I'd like to play.
All right. Okay. So let's come over here and meet Nicole. This is where I make out with you.
Hello.
Yay. Richard Dawson made out with television and I smiled and clapped. My children watched on horror.
Bellissima.
Do you know what the number three answer on the board is?
Behind dreidel and ashtray?
Yep. Things made out of clay.
Things made out of clay. Richard Jenner?
Nope. Clay Aiken. Number four. Anyone? Number four. Things made of clay.
Jesus.
Hold on.
Clay pigeons. Clay pigeons.
I was going to say Clara Clayton.
Oh, no. God.
That's two strikes for you. And number five answer on the board. Anyone?
Claymation.
No.
Clay-Doh.
No. Clayface. The villain from
oh,
the Batman series.
That is a good one.
All right. Sorry.
Nobody said
all right.
that answer.
Moving right along.
Nobody said that.
Next topic. Gojira. Lego movie. Talk about that. Did you guys see the Lego movie?
No.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Like it? No, you hated it. Again,
no,
you hated it.
I
no,
heard it was good.
I liked it. It's like a fucking Richard Bay movie, except made of Legos.
Richard Bay?
Richard Bay, yeah. It's got it's
Richard
a talk
Bay?
Show. It died young.
It's just.
Never as popular as Jerry Springer.
It's just like Rachel Ray.
Oh, my God.
Ray is what I was going for.
That sounds horrible.
It's almost like too much. Like. It's just like,
oh, that makes it better.
It's like drinking like 50 espressos, just one after the other. Like, all right, fucking slow down for a second. Like, I know kids have no attention span, but she's just like, ah! It's,
oh my God.
It's just like nonstop craziness.
It's the happy seizure bot hour.
Yes, it is. Very much so. But then I didn't like the twist it takes at the end. You guys want the spoiler alert?
Sure.
I don't give a shit.
So then it turns into like the sad, my dad is an awful, like, controlling human thing.
What?
Totally turns at the end.
Wait, that's at the end? That's not at the beginning?
No. It's just a Lego movie. And then all of a sudden...
I don't know what that means.
It's just a...
Lego movie CGI, means happy.
Yeah, it's just CGI.
So
fun,
why is,
like,
dad leaving at the end?
Guy who gets put on an adventure by accident. Mm. Like, that kind of fun, just craziness. And then at the end... It comes out of Lego world, and the whole thing is like this kid's imagination in real life, real him and his dad's Will Ferrell, who's like the biggest asshole, who's got a Lego city that he's building and crazy gluing all the blocks so the kid can't, you can only build by the rules. But I want to make up my own things with the Legos because they're fun.
This sounds horrible.
I'm the dad who says we crazy glue it like the instructions say.
It's like, what the fuck just happened here?
What?
Terrible.
That's weird.
I know. It ruined it. It ruined
it. That sounds terrible. That sounds like a horrible, horrible movie.
I know. I'm like, because it's all like fun, action, like crazy Lego stuff, and then it just like slows down to a depressing halt at the end. Like, I didn't want to see any real people in this. This was like super fun, and until now.
Wow.
And then everyone's like crying at the end. Like, all the adults are crying. Oh, my father was an asshole, too.
Toy Story 3.
That's what happened, dude. Yeah, well, yeah.
Where someone cried.
I did.
I know, my cried.
I mentioned that
sad as shit
times.
When they all fucking hold each other's hands as they're paralleling to
I started crying. So.
That's how the movie was ending.
That's how it was ending. And he's he's like bawling like a baby.
You know, Disney's involved in this.
I saw his ending.
People gotta go in a Disney movie.
Bitch gotta go. Yeah.
Or they don't even start off because it's a lot of single parent families.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no parents
like,
died
fuck.
At the beginning of this movie, so someone's gotta die,
someone's
kids.
Gotta go.
No mom, no dad.
Toys.
Someone's
gotta go.
It's kind of horrifying.
My money's on Mrs. Potato Head. She's.
They didn't have any kids, though, so you know they were safe.
Useless.
Yeah. I thought Bullseye would end up as crazy glue in the Lego movie for the bricks. Just Will Ferrell squeezing out some Bullseye. But yeah, so spoiler alert. I hope I didn't ruin it for anybody. But up until that point, I mean, people thought it was great for that. I was like, no. It was terrible. Like,
I heard nothing but amazing reviews.
I thought it was great until that point. I mean, it was a little fucking manic for me. Like, it was. It was
it
like.
It sounds insane.
It was like being trapped inside, like, Tokyo just for, like, an hour and a half. And
that
then,
sounds weird.
Then the last
everything's
15 minutes.
Out of a vending machine.
And yeah. Just to use panties and beer in the same bowl for $2. Weird.
I just want to watch Wreck-It Ralph with my
and
kid,
sushi.
Like, all the time.
I mean, Wreck-It Ralph is the greatest.
I love Wreck-It Ralph.
And how sad is that, too, when he has to smash the car?
No, but it gets
sad.
Better. It,
yeah,
it doesn't
does.
End with Will Ferrell destroying his child's dream. True. And, you know?
True. But let's see what Gojira says.
Ask some candy!
Yeah. And how was...
A la mode!
Yeah. It was hyped out the poop shoot. My expectations were a little high. Did not find out as fantastic as everyone claims it to be. Yeah, I could have done without that whole part at the end. I would re-edit it and just cut out all the human parts.
Yeah.
Then it would be fine.
That sounded weird.
Cut out all the human parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Serial killer would say.
Go.
Clay Aiken.
Put bread in me. get the jam ready. Things a toaster would say. Bing.
All right. Next topic up. This is almost like a topic roulette freestyle. Sarah says tennis court. Let's talk about tennis courts. Clay.
That's
Clay. Clay. Okay.
That's
sorry.
Five answer for
what?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Country singers. Things made out of clay.
Captain America 2. I really want to see that.
Yeah, I might go see it tomorrow. I don't know. I don't really care that much. I never even saw Thor. Thor 2.
We did.
Yeah, was that any good? I heard it was great.
No,
it was
funny.
I don't care.
No, it's way funnier than you think it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not like the whole thing is laughing.
Funnier than the Avengers?
It's funnier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Maybe I'll just watch that at home tomorrow.
Yeah.
I tried to download a copy of Captain America 2, but they don't have any like quality shit yet.
Yeah.
It's still all like...
It's all in Russian.
Yeah, close.
Everything is like the last scene in Rocky IV. Except with a handsome...
That's his pizza!
The Soviet Union, America. That's all it says.
That was good.
All right.
That's good. Did you take Russian?
Duh.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Oh my god, I cannot wait to
our next topic. Marital strife. Ready, go.
What?
So let's do this. Now. Top 8.5 points of contention in the go-girl marriage. Starting with the half.
Numbers 1 through 8.5, yes. Mike.
Oh, wow.
Ouch. Oh, that's adorable.
Yowzers. Yeah. And I see Nicole's wearing a ruby red slippers and she's clicking her heels together.
Oh, my.
No place like that. All right. Aztec says both Captain America and Thor 2, both better than Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
Yeah,
I don't like Iron Man 3.
I like that one part that I laughed at.
That's saying a lot.
That was it. Right. Honestly, I hate working here. Everyone's weird.
The one henchman.
Yes.
Puts down his gun. Yeah.
Easter sucks the rules.
Sucks.
For who? For us or for Jesus?
Wait. Oh, now that you clarified.
Well, I hate coloring eggs.
I can't stand coloring eggs. What a stupid tradition.
I love the sale candy.
The what?
Easter sale candy.
Oh, sale candy?
Like Valentine's sale candy.
Yeah.
I like picking up like 20 Easter pounds of candy really corn for candy. A nickel, like after Halloween. That's the best.
Exactly. Like, I like
to 19. Fill a bathtub with candy corn for like $3.
Oh my God.
50s prices. I got 2,500 Twizzlers for a nickel.
Do they call them like some kind of ropes? Like,
yeah.
Like,
red vines?
Red vines. There's red vines.
Well, they're Twizzlers to like real humans.
They call them Twizzlers.
Right.
Oh my God. Like Cadbury cream eggs. Amazing.
There's the fucking dollar store brand, which
fucking
is like
love them.
Swizzlers or something. Fizzlers.
Fizzlers. Easter does suck. I mean, making eggs is such a fucking waste. It's so messy.
Do you anything with your kids?
So stainy. You do the eggs.
You make eggs.
We usually at my in laws.
Do the hunt and stuff?
No, it's not really a hunt. Usually they just like they set up like little, what do we do? I don't know.
I can't even know. I always enjoy.
I think they set up little like grassy nest areas,
the grassy
around
ball.
The house, and then
you shoot a president
in the morning. Yeah, in the morning you got a bloodied what's their name?
somebody plays Lyndon B. Johnson and gets sworn in the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
It's always Riley. I don't know why.
I think the kids get dressed up like Jackie O. And no, what? I don't.
They climb on the back of cars.
I can't remember. I think they set up little like grassy nests around the living room, and then in the morning there's candy and stuff in them. I think. I'm drawing a blank.
I always loved the basket.
Easter's one of those holidays that has fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, so people just make up their own rules and shit. Yeah.
It's you know, like, I don't know what it is. Have you noticed this too? That like as I've gotten older, there are certain holidays that I used to celebrate as a kid that my family just doesn't even do anymore. Like nobody does. Like
Easter.
Like Easter, it's like meh, whatever.
All right,
we'll get together and have dinner. Sure, like, it's a holiday. All right, whatever. But you know, like even Christmas is starting to kind of like get. It's like Christmas late now.
Yeah, well, if you don't have, there's no little kids, right?
Anymore? Right.
Yeah, or yet.
No.
Or anything.
No, but
yeah,
oh,
so
no,
it's
no,
pretty
no.
much
I'm
meaningless.
Way too much for the yet to come.
Yeah. I think most holidays revolve around kids.
Either
so.
Kids or
they do.
Church.
Yeah.
And if you don't have kids or religion, then there's really no holidays. Atheism, high five. Woo!
Woo! No, it's the food. It's the food. No, you revolve around the food.
Yeah, it's about food, which is fine.
You revolve around the food.
Oh, shit. Coming in at number 7.
Kill you. Yeah.
Weight issues.
I'm going to snap your neck.
For those of you watching live, you're about to witness a live murder on Ustream for the first time, which is going to be pretty pretty historical.
Atheism. High five.
Yeah, cream eggs are delicious.
They are.
Oh, my God. They're amazing. I love them so much. They got smaller. Here's at least question. In the U.S., they did.
Well, they make the mini ones, too, now. You can buy, like, a little, like, it looks like a mini, like, dozen egg thing.
No, aren't they? You ever seen those? Wait, yeah. Are the mini eggs just, like, they're just chocolate and with the candy cover shell? Or are they actually tiny Cadbury?
I think they're tiny, like, Cadbury eggs, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what I fucking love about Easter?
What?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Dude.
I will eat.
God.
I will cool hand.
I'm gonna throw up. I will throw up right now.
All day.
Yeah.
All
love a hard boiled egg.
I will eat multiple hard boiled eggs and then have the worst gas possible within 15 to 20 minutes.
None of that made me feel better.
Oh, it's great.
You do a little salt on them.
Yes. Yeah.
That's your jam right there.
Oh, man. You know what? You know what one of my favorite parts about hard-boiled eggs is? Trying to crack the shell all in one.
I don't know.
Swift pull.
This sounds disgusting.
Keep the membrane on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, this was used to keep a baby chick alive at
love
some point.
It.
Now I'm going to use it as a parlor game.
Yep.
The odd thing is,
nothing like hungry abortions.
The odd thing is, for some reason, when I get a regular Cadbury egg,
I like to
unwrap it.
Cadbury egg.
Life is a Cadbury old egg.
Vito's a Cadbury.
I'm very happy when I take the wrapper off in one piece without ripping it.
Welcome to Cadbury.
It's terrible.
Like in musical.
Nothing's as fun as me watching Mike yell show tunes with the wrong lyrics into his wife's face when she's already mad at him.
It's amazing. He claims he's straight, and so far I believe him. So.
He's got stubble. Come on.
Yeah.
A gay dude.
He does
not
really
have
the stubble. It's really nice. What?
Gay dude will at least have the common decency to shave his neck.
No, mine has no common decency.
No,
so.
Zero.
Goodyear wants to know if we have hot cross buns in America.
I don't know what that is.
What? One a penny, two a penny?
Ever seen.
Like that?
We certainly have it in my daughter's recorder music class.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
One a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. It's definitely a song.
Isn't Hot Cross Buns just a ripoff of Three Blind Mice?
I think it is.
Like, was there a copyright infringement?
Three Blind Mice.
Which is the scariest song I've ever heard.
Hot Cross Buns was written by Puff Daddy.
Hot Cross Buns.
Ripped off. He just ripped off Three Blind Mice. Yeah.
Yeah. Mice.
Hot Cross Buns.
Buns.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We do have really good bakeries. I will say that. Oh, someone put something lengthy up.
A hot crust bun is a spiced sweet bun made with, what?
Currants.
Currants.
Currants or raisins and marked with a cross on the top. Traditionally.
I've seen
are
that.
Are you talking?
Maybe I like that.
I don't know. Eaten on Good Friday in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Canada, but now popular in all year round. Yeah, no, we don't have that.
Rob goes,
no, I swear,
what's
I've
the topic
like
for this
calendars.
Number two? I'm watching the Pacquiao fight at the same time. Probably a very bad idea.
Yeah.
Hot cross buns, I've seen them. I think I've eaten them, but I don't think they were hot when I ate it.
Something like Calandra's, like a popular place.
It's a,
he doesn't know that.
Calandra's.
We're in the fucking woods right now. We're an hour and a half away from our place.
Oh, sorry.
Is it like a bakery, I guess?
Yeah, it's giant.
Okay.
It's it's fucking
Calandro's,
so
fucking Jersey.
Oh,
come
whoa,
on.
Whoa, yeah.
You don't know Calandro's, what the fuck?
Hey, you got some good Baba Ganoush.
Did you say Baba Ganoush?
Yeah, no.
Baba Ganoush is the Middle Eastern thing. Like, oh, Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush. Asafara.
Baba Ganoushi.
I have seen straight up hot cross buns.
I wish my name were Bob Aganoush. Bob Aganoush.
Bob Aganoush. That'd be great.
I wish your name is Hot And then crossbones.
Crossbones.
Crossbones?
Yeah.
I am hot. That'd be amazing. Hot crossbones.
I'm Steve. Steamy.
What? What?
Steamy crossbones.
Stevie Crossbones?
Stevie Crossbones.
Wasn't it Teddy Ruxpin's cousin?
It was. Hear the beep, turn the page.
Beep. Stick a cassette in my spine.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Come on, get old!
Rob says there's too many socks here.
This video. Rob fucking hates feet.
What?
He comments all the time anytime I put up.
Oh yeah, that's feet. Funny. Last time, that's
he right. Fucking he has a foot fetish, I think.
No, my shoes are cute though. They're red. They're red.
Rabagamush.
So what else is going on?
Oh yeah.
Nothing.
Wait,
man.
What are we doing?
What? Where is your family? Where are they?
They're away.
They're in Maryland and Virginia away. Beach for the week. I'm home the whole week by myself.
The whole week?
Yeah.
For
a meeting, spring break.
Spring break.
Nice, dude.
Wife's a teacher. She has off. Kids are in school. They have off. I'm here with the fucking dog.
And us. And
working.
Us.
And you guys, thankfully.
Yay.
And the dog.
So, kind of sucks.
Does it?
Wait, because we're here?
No. All right, it'll suck tomorrow.
Because we're here?
All right, it'll suck starting Monday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not a ton of fun. Like to hang out with the family from time to time.
Yeah.
Aww.
But you know what I did do, which was fun? I took the kids on Daddy's spring break day.
So what'd you do?
Wednesday, threw them in the car as if we were going to school. Got them all ready. Got the book bags all packed. Got their coats on. Got in the car. Got in the driveway. And be like, and I said, guess what, guys? Since I'm not going on spring break with you guys next week, we're doing Daddy Spring Break Week today, all in one day. We're not going to school. We're doing whatever the fuck you guys want to do. I drove to the diner. We had fucking a giant, like, we ordered ridiculous amounts of omelets and pancakes.
That sounds amazing.
We had fucking lemon meringue for breakfast dessert.
Whoa.
That
we went
good.
To the zoo. We went to fucking, we went to the High Point Park. We went to Space Farms.
Space, wait, that's still open?
Yeah, yeah. It's like family-run zoo in New Jersey. We went to High Point, up to the highest point in New Jersey.
Yes! No,
took
High
selfies up at the fucking top there. It's pretty sweet. We went and...
Their heads explode?
Pretty much. We went to Olive Garden. I wanted to go eat at Olive Garden. It's soup, salad, and breadsticks, so we couldn't fucking...
All right.
We had breadsticks coming out the back of our throats. We had more dessert there. We went for ice cream. Went to Jumpin' Jake's, fucking bouncing around bouncy castles all day.
Oh,
we jammed like a week's worth of fun shit into one day.
Wow.
Wait, even after the Olive Garden?
Daddy's spring break day. Yeah, I was like, yeah,
you
should
went
probably,
to,
yeah.
Like a jump?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, go puke all over the place. I don't give a shit. I'm not cleaning it up.
Leave it for mommy. I don't
I'm paying. No, it was, I mean, it was their place.
It's
like, I fucking paid 12 bucks for these kids to jump around for 2 hours. If they puke, it's your problem.
Oh,
yeah.
So we rocked it out.
And breadsticks in the fucking jumpy castle.
Hell yeah. It's like, oh, pasta fagioli all over my bouncy castle. Hey, oh.
Hey, after for nuts.
Hey.
Hey, I got old.
Zuppa Toscano on my bouncy castle.
Yeah, fuck a guy with a guy.
Guy with a guy is there.
Yeah, you fucking guy. Hey, you. Hey, you fucking dude.
Were you like a retarded mobster right there?
Hey,
what?
Yeah. I ain't no fucking snitch. Ah,
So we did that. I thought that was pretty fun.
That sounds
totally
like
surprised the shit out of him.
I'm sure.
Would that be cool if your parents ever did that? Put you in this, get in the car, like ready to go to school. You're like,
well, not,
guess what, kids? Change of plans.
Never happened.
What?
Never not when I'm 33. I'd be.
That'd be kind of
easy
badass,
about
though.
That.
33.
Oh, shit, divorce.
You're 37.
Fuck you.
I'm
not. No.
I know. He's 35.
Four.
Rob says, when I was a little tyke, I watched game shows and wanted to eat their fuzzy microphones.
Ew, what?
Bob Barker's microphone always confused me.
It's so tiny.
Yeah, it's sweet, though.
It's so small.
They had that, they had that on the match game, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
They had the long sticky one, the long stick.
Yeah. Yeah, they had like
those
the long
the
lollipop one.
I think I heard a story about why he used that. I feel like he didn't want to get too close to the contestants.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, keep him like double arms length.
He's on a broomstick.
Yeah. Like, hey, I think Mark Summers would use that on Double Dare.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that guy had like OCD.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. I heard Drew Carey on a podcast talking about why they used the microphone. There's a reason for it. And it kind of made sense when he said it, but I don't remember what the hell it was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't remember, though. It was a good podcast. I'm trying to think which show it was. It was pretty interesting. He seems like a fun dude.
Oh, you failed.
Damn, spillage.
God, all over wires and my
paper
socks.
Paper towels, aisle five.
Way to go.
Oh, you spilled them on the socks. Rob in the chat room is going to flip out.
Way to go, bro.
His head may explode.
I miss art.
Number three on the list of top 8.5 reasons we're watching a divorce in progress on the internet.
Oh, what is that? Cider?
Wait, neither of you are moving.
Yeah, no.
You spilled it.
You spilled it.
Whoever spilt it, dilt it.
Your house.
Cleaned it. Cleaned it. All right, I'll go get some. All right.
What?
Oh my God, that's a lot of beer.
Oh! There you go.
You just, well, watch.
He's careful. Yeah. Like that grape lady who was making the wine.
Yeah. You blew it.
I can't wait to get divorced.
I can't wait either.
That'd be so amazing.
I know. All the free bitches I can drink.
What are we talking about, you guys?
Give a shit.
Give a shit.
All right, where were we? Oh, God.
Oh. That was amazing. That was almost a chip tooth.
That was almost like karma sandwich right there.
I kind of hope that was a chip tooth that would cost almost more than your new carpet.
Trip to the karma dentist.
You just hear a lot of whistling while he's talking. That's just stop, seriously.
Oh, come on, look at this.
What?
This microphone doesn't want to be part of this podcast.
Nope. Cool. Oh, go get a napkin.
Bring the mic. watch the beer. Watch the beer.
Oh, she's going to spill it again.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's, oh, oh God. My God. Oh, oh God. No. Oh. Yeah. Wow. That was
close.
She touched
my head. I think she likes me. pay stub. Yeah. There's a bathroom right here, you know.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, right there.
You're blowing it.
I know you guys aren't coming to my parties anymore. So let's really get down to this about Nicole. She didn't close the door yet? I'm sorry.
Both of your
faces.
In a bad way, though.
Shut the door! All right.
So, Manny Pacquiao, huh?
Huh?
Am I right?
Yeah.
Pacquiao. It's more like it. You know, he punches you. You're like, ow. Thanks. I don't even have headphones on, but I can hear this, the maniacal laughter of Johnny Metalhead.
So your family's completely gone for a week.
Yes, but I've already caught up on Walking Dead. Now what?
Ooh, Americans?
Nah.
No?
I don't like spy stuff.
Dude, it's good. Good fucking show, man.
I guess second after zombies when the family's not around is superheroes. So I guess maybe Thor 2 and Captain America.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know. I don't really care that much.
So. Yeah.
I'll probably find some other like documentaries that they would have no interest. My wife would have no interest in watching.
Good one that I saw the other day was a documentary about a group of jewel thieves. Called they call themselves the Pink Panthers.
Okay.
And I think the documentary is called like Smash and Grab or something something like that. It's actually pretty interesting. They're like the most notorious jewel thieves in Europe.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I did watch an episode of Marin.
Any good?
The TV show. It was okay.
Yeah.
I think I watched two of them. Yeah, it was all right. That's something I could not watch with the wife.
Dave Attell's, I get...
Oh, his new special's on, I think, as we record this. Yeah, I'll definitely watch that.
I get these...
Although the wife would dig that.
Through Laughspin, I get all these specials and TV shows from Comedy Central, like, ahead of time.
Oh, yeah?
Prior to, I get screeners and stuff.
Who else just had one? Did Patton Oswalt just put one out?
Patton Oswalt's came out. Actually, I got it in my car. It's CD-DVD. Word.
What's it called? It's like called, just came out, right?
Comedy plus tragedy equals time.
Right. How old is that, though?
Months. Just a couple months old.
I feel like I watched it and I was kind of disappointed. Did you watch it?
I did. It wasn't his best.
Yeah, right?
I didn't think. It wasn't his best. I watched the Hannibal Buress one.
Yeah, it was good.
Which was
Live from
good.
Chicago, whatever it was.
That was fucking good. Dave Attell's one that's on tonight is awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Nice.
I really, really did. And
who else?
Somebody else that I saw. Shit. Oh, you know what one? It wasn't on Comedy Central, but it was on Netflix that I watched, the new John Mulaney one.
Yeah, we started watching it. I think I fell asleep, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I like him.
He can't be any funnier, though, as when he's George St. Geekland.
Too much
on Kroll Show.
Too much.
I could watch hours and hours of that. If there was a movie of just those two,
I
would totally love it.
And that is too much. What?
Wait, of Kroll Show? Right,
how much? What is
just that? Those two characters. I would watch a full movie of them.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How much? What is that? What is that? Was that?
It was a nice sized sandwich. I'm going to take some of this home.
You have mercury poisoning.
How much tuna fish do you eat?
Would you take $1,000 with a picture of Alf on it? $1,000 bill with a picture of Alf.
Rob saying, spoiler alert, The Walking Dead finale sucked. Yes, it did.
This past season?
Yeah. I mean, the mid-season one ending was good. And then the end of this one, I was like, what? Wait, what? That just ended. Nothing happened.
Fucking year and a half.
Yeah.
For the next part.
Actually, Mike had to spell it out for me. I was just
she got confused.
I did, a little bit.
She didn't understand. So. She didn't understand what the people in Terminus were.
I didn't like. I saw.
I don't either. Are you supposed to know?
They're cannibals.
Yeah. Well, now it makes sense, right?
No.
They ran past when they're running away. They're running away after the. You know, Rick and everyone pulled their guns. So obviously Terminus people were clearly hurting them someplace very specific. That's why they were not killing them.
Yeah. I was like, these people are the worst shots.
They herded them in. One of the places.
Well, I got that. I was like, oh, they're not trying to kill them. They're trying to move.
No. Yeah. They ran past, like, it looked like a tennis court. But there was like a pile of very fresh bones.
Yeah.
I saw that. I thought it was some like fucked up like zombie game thing like the governor did.
Right. No. Yeah, they're cannibals.
So when Mike said they're cannibals, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
I guess. Because the old lady was cooking when she was
right
over there.
Totally was. Yeah. There's no vegetables.
How much for one reap?
All right. Well, even still. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's as far as the Terminus people are playing, it's a very good game. Like,
I read an article about how.
Did you know that from the comics, or you just figured that? Is that
No. Mike told me. I was just like,
no, but how did you?
What
know,
the
Mike?
Fuck's
you
going
just
on?
Figured that out?
I just figured it out.
I
thought Robbie told you.
That's a known thing, or what? Like, that's for sure.
Apparently, because after I saw the episode, and then I go to my site.
It makes sense.
The next
I mean.
Day.
They herded them.
All right, cool. I'll talk about it.
Is that in the comics, though? Is that a TV only thing?
I think. I don't know if it is.
Okay.
But all the sites that I was on there were talking about the finale the next day. That's what they were saying, too. They were like, oh, yeah, no, this is... They were, like, alluding to the fact, like, oh, yeah, these are the cannibals. Like, they're doing this storyline now.
It makes sense, because...
Is this from the comics? I don't know.
Right before they all filed into the container... There's like milk powder, which I don't know, protein. I don't know. I guess I should suggest. I don't
know. Keeping you alive.
keeping you alive, but barely.
Right, right, right.
Like veal?
Kind of like veal.
Ooh, weird.
I just want to watch Maggie and the Asian dude just get on.
Get it on.
Like, I would watch that movie, too.
Lauren Cohen is fucking hot.
She is so hot.
She's hot.
Super hot. What happened to the little blonde-haired girl that Norman Reedus was with?
I think she got kidnapped.
Yeah, but like, what? Did I miss something?
By the Terminus people? Or?
No, I think it was whoever the guy or lady, whoever was in that house.
In what house?
What house?
Didn't they burn the house
sharing
down?
Sharing with no, the house after that. She was sharing.
Yeah, like yeah, they were in that house, and then all of a sudden, like he wakes up with those other dudes.
They went to a fancy house.
Yeah.
He realized that they were being overrun, and he couldn't.
Yeah, they were. Everyone. They were like trying to bust out of there. The next thing you know, he's waking up with those other dudes in his face, and she's gone.
No, before that though, they were in a fancy. They were in a fancy house before.
Yeah, then the zombies came in, and they
burned down a house that they were in, and then they found a fancy house, and.
I feel like Fancy House should be a reality show.
I don't know. Then they found a fancy house and the guys that he ended up with, they came
into Fancy House.
Look at this kitchen!
But in between that...
Please up your foyer!
She was kind of kidnapped.
Right.
For I don't know why.
Okay.
On what purpose.
All right.
I do not think she drove away because I don't think she would just drive
away. Oh, yeah. That's right. She drove away.
Gotcha. What's
I think she's kidding.
This week on Fancy House. Our chandelier inspector has something up his sleeve.
I'm sorry if I'm
Why
describing
you need
things.
Two sets of curtains. This week on Fancy House.
Fancy House.
Safes behind oil paintings? Oh, it's real.
Wow, wow, wow.
Oh, my God.
Fancy house. Has anyone ever had a safe behind a painting in a house in real life? Come on. Every fucking movie and TV show ever, some rich person's got a safe hidden behind a painting. Right? Come on. Have you ever seen that in real life? No, or are we just not rich enough?
This week on Fancy House, an elevator in your living room?
See how the upper crust gets from floor to floor. It's like the modern ADD version of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It's just called Fancy House. And it's a 15-minute adult swim show. Because no one's got time to watch Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous for an hour anymore. It's like a Mancer's like TMZ version of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You've got a carburetor in your bathroom?
Mancer's.
Shaky cam. Zoom in. Quick zoom. Shaky cam.
This week on Fancy House.
Old gay dude with a big gulp.
We inundate these koi fish into this pond on Fancy House in the living room. Wow.
This week on Fancy House, duvet. How about a four-vay? Fancy House. Thursday nights on the Asshole Channel.
Fancy House, where this dude's man cave is an actual cave. Fancy House.
Just once, I'd like to see a painting hidden behind a safe.
I want.
Come on, fans. Where's your painting?
Don't you guys look behind that Johnny Cash autographed album on the wall?
Oh,
holy Christ! Someone mentioned Winnebago Man. That's an awesome documentary.
Yeah, that was fun.
I Think We're Alone Now. That's a Tiffany one. That one's great.
I actually, you know who?
Oh, that was so creepy.
The guy that does the found footage festival for Winnebago Man. I got in touch with him via Twitter, and I sent him my little YouTube video of the carnival, the fucking carnival thing. He loved it. He retweeted it. It was great.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, it's fucking good shit, man.
Extra 20 hits
that's
right there.
Whatever.
Yeah. These women love this doll boot.
Rub,
that's whatever.
There's a Comedy Bang Bang TV series. Yes, there is. I'm trying to look for new TV shows now. Like, everything's over.
Yeah.
I think there's still, like, one more Workaholics left, but Kroll show's done.
You watch Mad Men?
No.
No. That's on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. First season.
Oh my
first
God.
Episode of the season starts.
Oh my, so isn't this the last season?
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I can get into it. I think I tried to watch the pilot once, and it was like, okay. I was like,
You have to watch it for a season. Like,
it's a very slow show.
Is there a supercut where it's just scenes with the hot redhead chick with the big boobs and Alison Brie?
Probably.
Because I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'll watch that show.
Yeah, I'll watch it right now.
She's in a lot.
Fancy boobs. This week on Fancy Boobs. We put tassels on nipples.
Oh. She shakes. Work. Not flying.
It's really
says
good show.
Sarah in the chair says, I want to watch Fancy House.
Yeah, dude.
Gojira says, I'd watch.
I'd totally watch
boobies.
Fancy House.
It's not
boobs. Rob says, duvet. How about a no way? A nove.
Nove.
What else? What else is going on? What are you guys into right now? Anything? Anything good?
Well,
yawning? Yawning's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nah, nothing real. I mean, we're, you know, we're pretty...
Nicole, you got a new haircut, huh?
Over.
New haircut? No? It's not new?
Yeah, you did.
Newish?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just shaking it.
It looks good.
Oh,
check what your mama gave you. That's what I'm saying.
You're so drunk.
Yep. She shakes her hair at you.
Yep. 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 Yeah, no, nothing going on. We got, we have,
Justify just finished up.
You gotta hold the mic up to your mouth.
Yeah.
Justify just finished up.
Thank you.
Justified. Is that any good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it fast moving? Are they,
Lately we've, kind of.
We dropped off a little bit, and then we just caught up. And
is each episode its own thing, or is it an ongoing storyline?
It's an ongoing.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't just jump in for, like, right now, you know?
Yeah.
Sarah just said Nicole's doing a great impression of Art by not holding the mic anywhere near her mouth.
I'm glad I'm doing something.
Man, fart.
Way to go, fart. Oh, that's your new nickname. I can't wait.
She shakes her hair back and forth, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't we teach our kids to call you fart?
I'm Art.
I'm Art. I'm talking about that, though. Sports dads.
Sports dads. Come on, kids. I'm a thirsty. Play the dad.
Wow. This is definitely going to have to be edited out.
I
bet Art is cheese in the chat room.
Probably.
No!
Yep. You're in big trouble.
Oh. Or he's asleep. Wait, he's probably asleep.
No, there's no way Art do that.
That's a street.
He's way too nice.
The cheese turned into street. In the
is that my roommate? Is that,
wait,
is that
cheese street?
Isn't Nicole your roommate?
Oh, technically, yeah.
Unfortunately.
You have another one now?
What?
Huh?
No, I'm an amazing roommate.
You are.
What happened to Cousin Jay? Isn't that a building mate anymore?
Yes! He's gone.
No, he is gone.
He left our building.
Cousin Bra no longer lives below you guys?
Nope.
Everyone in the chat room, I wouldn't be surprised if you would never hear of Cousin Jay again.
Really?
Yeah, so I hope you cherished him while he was around.
He moved.
We didn't kill him. No, yeah. He's just gone.
Go, Bra.
He moved.
Skull bra.
Lowen bra. He moved about 20 minutes away. He moved in with the drummer of his band.
Mm.
So yeah, so they live
and his chick, his drummer and his chick.
Yeah,
at some point he's gonna have to choose between the two.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
that's like a bad book.
We don't know who. I'm banking on the band, actually.
Some dude with three names is going to shoot him outside of a hotel.
Hope he doesn't have any copies of Catcher in the Rye in his apartment.
Hold it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's
we'll
gone.
See what happens.
He's gone. He's still with us.
No, he's like alive. He's just
yeah.
He's just not.
He's just dead to me.
He's just not around.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's been a lot quieter.
I know. No, it has been. I bank on never seeing him again, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we'll be fine.
It sounds terrible. Yeah. I know everyone loved Cousin Jay because he is cool. He's a very cool guy, but.
Oh, yeah.
Just beg on not seeing him ever again.
So, who's ready for summer?
Woo! Woo, got your Coke cans. We're going to Six Flags.
Buy one, get one.
Always.
Rob in the chat room says this episode's going to be 5 minutes long after they edit.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Whatever.
What are we at?
We're at about time. We're good.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, let's keep going until we end on something funny.
All
How
right,
about
good.
That, you guys?
Yeah.
I'm very sleepy.
I know you are. I can tell. But we're going to Vermont in about 2 weeks.
Nice.
Whee!
Going on vacation. We are going.
Yay, finally.
Hey, I think that's the weekend I'll be at Tap New York.
Where's
huge,
that?
Huge beer festival at Hunter Mountain.
What?
Yeah. Nice.
Saturday and Sunday, 26th and 7th, I believe.
Yeah, it's 27th is when we're going up.
Yeah.
Vermont.
Yeah. It's pretty insane. It's like 2 days, like 8,000 people.
Wow.
Take over Hunter Mountain. It's like almost every New York brewery is there. It's like 300 beers.
Yeah.
And it's food, too. It's like all you can eat
Ooh,
and drink.
Food. You sell me a food.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we'll be there. Should be pretty fun.
Wait, is Blue Point going to be there? Or?
I would assume so. Actually, last time I checked, like they have the list of all the New York State breweries. They invite all of them.
Yeah.
And they were not highlighted as they were going to be there, but I can't imagine they would not be there.
I know. They sold out.
Yeah. I can't imagine they wouldn't be there.
Like, I'm happy for them because they now have a bigger reach.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they will.
I'm
eventually.
Sad that they're not around here.
I asked if we could post up the audio from the press conference thing we attended,
and they're like,
said,
no.
Yes, they said no.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Oh, this is bad news then.
Which I thought was interesting, because like everything...
Why?
Yeah.
Wait,
it was nothing in there that was like secretive or anything.
Yeah,
it was cool.
And everything they told us, they want us to tell everyone else.
Not only that, everything they said, we already said on the show.
Yeah, we repeated everything. And so did the other people who were in there. So. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was just
a
preemptive...
Was it... Wait, Coors bought them? Was
Budweiser,
that
Budweiser, InBev, Anheuser-Busch, yeah.
I like that they have nice the face. Reach, the bigger reach.
Yeah, I mean, everyone will get to have toasted lager all over the country
like,
eventually.
Like, toasted lager is fucking delicious.
It is delicious.
I know Mike is a fan of the blueberry.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have really good beer. I'm just... I don't know. It's just you hear when your favorite shit goes everywhere.
Yeah, it's like your favorite band signing like a major label deal.
You're like,
I like those guys, but before they were cool.
I know.
But
it's like when you heard of Nirvana before 1990.
Yeah, I like when they were on Bleach, man. I had the Bleach album.
I was the Sex Eye fan myself. Guys, everybody in the chat room is making fun of your couch right now.
What?
Your
couch? Calves?
Your couch.
Oh, why? Because it's so fucking 80s.
And it's
jealous.
It looks like a cocaine seizure. It's coming from Rob. And then
I do feel a little funky.
It's fucking beige and leather. So
it looks like
the
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man's penis.
It's just terrifying.
Yeah. The couch or the penis?
Both.
Yep. That is the correct answer.
Hey, it was free, and it's in the basement, and it's comfortable. It's got two recliners, so.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
We sold the, we had an extra, like, recliner that was separate. We sold it for, like, $50.
Oh, hey. All right. That was pretty good, right? Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick, yeah.
Nobody steps in the church in my town.
What's that? Something about the church in your town?
Nobody steps in the church in my town.
Oh, gotcha. Ghostbusters reference. So we may have some, we sent Art, so maybe he's taking all this time off from the show to book some awesome guests for like the last.
I hope so.
Let's hope so. Time, you know, before summer break comes up.
Because I haven't been doing anything in terms of the show.
Seriously, Fart, you need to fucking get on the horse again.
Well, I'm pull your weight, man. Sorry. I didn't know I had weight to pull.
You got a horse to pull, apparently.
Do you want to interview a horse?
Wait, you have to pull a horse?
Yeah, you have to wait on a horse to pull your weight.
Can I arrange the most awful interviews ever?
I would love it.
As long as you keep pointing that mic everywhere but at your mouth, that's good.
What do you guys think? Does that work out for you guys?
So if I talk here, can you hear my voice through my ear? Or
wait, what? What's going on?
Wait, I'm alive.
What? You can't hear me at all?
Oh, man. You're whatever happened to stagecoaches, by the way?
What?
Stagecoaches were badass.
Stagecoaches?
Fucking badass.
I think they got replaced by rickshaws.
What? Wait, Wild West City?
That's a step down, though. That's a step down.
It is a step down, absolutely.
What if you had human stagecoaches? So stagecoaches.
Like throughout history?
People riding on top of it.
That's a normal thing.
Like strapping the people pulling it. So you had like 10 dudes pulling the stagecoach.
Okay. I like that.
That would be awesomely inhuman.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's very Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
That was
a deleted scene from Blazing Saddles.
Or History of the World.
It was terrible. That's probably real. And that's probably not just a real.
I want to ride a stagecoach, though. I think that'd be fun. I mean, it's going to be bumpy as fuck.
Yeah.
Because you probably have wooden wheels going on. But still, that'd be cool to just be riding in there. You got people up top controlling it. You got horses and shit. Like, they're pretty sweet. I just saw one at Space Farms. They have one.
A stagecoach?
Yeah.
Think about how terrible traveling is without shocks. That is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's just like a stagecoach or anything like along those lines. It's just you're just feeling every part of the road.
Uh-huh.
Oof.
You know what the creepiest thing they have at Space Farms is? Space Farms is like this family-owned farm / museum. Oh, God, the feet are out. Rob must be flipping out in the chat room.
She's going down.
What?
Creepiest thing at
Space
Farms
is...
Not my feet.
They have like a stagecoach / child's hearse.
What?
Hearse? Yeah. So it's like an old-timey stagecoach
and
/
a tiny hearse,
but kid-size with a kid coffin in it.
What?
Yeah. And then underneath it says, rare. I would hope so.
the next one that drove by said,
somewhat rare.
Medium well.
Dude, super creepy. And it's in like this old, it's just like one of those like metal roofed like... curved things that like you'll see like a really rednecky like garage will be in.
Sure.
Like come get your pickup fix here. And it's just like, you know, it's like half like bomb shelter. It's just like tin roof, but like, you know what I mean? It looks like a big pipe that someone just sliced in half and like threw some power tools underneath and turned into a shop. That's essentially what it is.
A big pipe.
And yeah, just super creepy, like old timey, like carts and carriages in it, and child hearse right in the middle. Super weird. My kids are freaked the fuck out because like
of course.
It was super dark, and then like it was windy that day, so it was like all sorts of creaking. Like, this place is haunted. Like, let's get out of here,
dude.
And I'm like, it's not haunted. It probably is. Let's get out of here.
There's been many deaths here.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken your kids to Wild West City?
No, I want. That's where someone got shot and killed out there. We were on the radio, remember?
What?
Yeah,
it's right by Art's house too.
It's fucking terrible.
It's like 10 minutes from Art's house.
I know.
I always drive by the signs and I'm like, I want to go just for me.
When you're a little kid, it's amazing. Shut up. When you're a little kid, it's amazing.
Screaming through it. Just hold it near your mouth as you talk
you're
casually.
A little kid, it's amazing.
Yeah.
They
had one up by Lake George when I was a kid too, but it was scary as fuck because like you don't know that shit's fake. Yeah, because
well,
it's
not
like,
as a kid.
Yeah, it's set up like an old West town, right? I'm
guessing well, yeah.
the same thing.
Well,
and then
you
they have
know,
like,
oh, it's real.
Yeah, but they have like gunfights in the fucking streets and shit. Like,
I know, but
at
that
random.
Doesn't mean.
No, but then they have like a train that goes around the place, and it literally gets like fucking like
attacked.
Yeah, by like dudes on horseback,
it
fucking
gets,
hijacked
it
the train.
Robbed.
What
and
the fuck?
You,
this is scary as shit.
You,
they got loud ass like cap guns or yeah. shooting blanks at
then
real guns.
Then you help not get the train robbed, and that's the amazing part.
Yeah, and then they like take the dudes in like that dunking thing where they dunk them in the lake with
yeah.
the fucking big crane,
like in Marshall Brothers Soldiers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Except it doesn't break, and then the bogeymen don't come in, and you have to fucking right. shoot darts into all their
okay,
backs.
Okay, it's nothing to do with the bogeyman. Shut up. Shh.
But yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Oh, poke me in the eye. I love those types of places where they have to
being
reenact
character all the time.
Yeah, they have to reenact like especially time periods, you know, they can do this stuff. So they have the cap guns and they're just shooting at the audience and everybody's just taking pictures at them and they're like, ha ha, take that. Pow pow pow
yeah, until someone accidentally gets shot for real and
yeah.
dies. Like
yeah.
exactly what happened at that place.
Right.
Yeah, like while we were all doing radio there.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, one of the actors like, somehow, I don't know how, but a real bullet ended up in one of those blank guns.
I forgot! It was my lucky bullet.
It was friendly fire. That place scared me when I was a kid. I remember that for real.
But I love those. I love the shitty. This area actually has an abundance of shitty theme/fun parks, you know, whether it's Wild West City.
Wait, does this include
Space
Jungle
Farms.
Habitat?
I don't know that one. Space Farms.
That's long
sucks.
Defunct.
Jungle Habitat?
Yeah, in Jersey, right?
No. I don't know that one.
Jungle Habitat is like, there's all sorts of rumors what? That they're like doing like crossbreeds of animals and shit, and they still like run free in like the woods around there, right?
Totally not what? True. Yeah.
Yeah, I
it
read
was,
Weird NJ.
We all do, because every article starts off, when I was high out of my mind, I was so drunk. That's how every article starts. But it really was. No, it was it was a real jungle habitat. It was like a zoo, but it wasn't a good zoo, actually.
Well, let's think about it.
I think
City,
Hershey opened
Space
it.
Space Farms.
Jay, did Hershey open it? It was opened by someone like big. It was like
dude.
Walt Disney
or
Hershey,
and they
like
pulled out, and that's
opened
what
it
went
or Grand Adventure. They opened and pulled out because they didn't get enough money.
Yeah, Six Flags.
Was Land on. Of Make Believe.
Yes. Wait.
Land
is that
of Make
open?
Believe.
That is not
Fairy
open.
Fairytale Forest.
I went to both of those all the time.
Sarah said, both art and fart need Britney-style microphones, so they are forced to speak into it at
yes,
all times.
You do.
Whatever.
Jersey has an overabundance of these places,
yeah.
of these types of places. That's really funny, actually. They have all that shit.
Arts and farts?
Crafts. Arts and farts.
Arts and farts and crafts.
That is entirely too much arts and farts.
Arts and farts and crafts. I went to camp so long ago that fucking Jesus Christ was my counselor. My roommate's name was Ugg. We used to do drawings. Cave drawings. When I was in camp, they had two epidemics. Head lice and the plague. The bubonic plague.
Let's hear for Shecky. He'll be performing all week here at Grossinger's in the Catskills. Can I tell you, we always used to go to a place almost as awful as that, but it was for Italians and not Jews in Catskill, New York. And now, like, one of our stores is in that same town, like, literally a mile away from the place.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll periodically drive by it and take, like, and realize how small and terrible it is. Like, when you're a kid and you go there, it's like, it's like this awesome, sprawling, like, resort. Where, like, kids can roam free and go run around, do whatever they want. And like, oh, yeah, this place is, like, it's fucking can fit in my house. Like, you had no freedom to go anywhere. And it's just super depressing, especially in the winter when there's no people there. Like, you see the pool area and, like, the bocce courts and shit. And, like, so I would drive by and, like, take depressing pictures of how, like, bad it looks in the winter and send it to everybody who goes there.
That's so funny.
Like, I would take just, like, this busted up, like, miniature golf course and, like, anybody up for a game of putt-putt before the salad bar opens? those are ruined memories.
Those are the type of pictures you get and you just hear...
Like, my heater goes off and makes the same sound.
I remember back in the days... They used to bring all the fine fillies up here, week in, week out. We used to bang broads like they was going out of style.
10 at a time for a dime.
For a dime. Well.
Well.
Now that we've ruined memories and upset people in the chat room, fun of my couch, Nicole's feet. That's the chat room. It's not me.
Yeah.
And then someone just farted.
Jesus.
Nicole just ripped one.
They don't call her fart for nothing.
That's right. That one was on mic, ladies and gentlemen.
All right,
so
kids.
I think we're about done, yeah?
Yeah, we're good. Sure.
Anything else we need to get off our chest, you guys? We never got to reason number one for the impending divorce.
Oh, reason number one.
It's Mike.
And she drops the mic like a black comic on Comedy Def Jam.
Good answer.
I feel like that's a slow clap.
Survey says.
Number one answer on the board, Mike. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Thanks for hanging out with us for our live freestyle.
Yay. I'm glad I got to be a substitute art.
And she keeps talking off the mic.
I know.
Nobody can hear you. I'm Jay for Mike and Fart saying.
Fart.
See ya.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Probably too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.